Good morning. How are you?
I am super. And I tell you what, this is the one event that happens in our backyard. I wonder if people from surrounding communities know what really is going on. For folks who don't know about this, tell us a little bit about the barbecue cook-offs in Murfreesboro.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we are in our 31st year, and we are super proud of that. It's really a labor of love for our crew to put this together. And this contest is a triple-sanctioned contest. We have a steak cook-off on Friday night, and we have an MBN and KCBS-sanctioned barbecue cook-off on Saturday. And leading up to that, we really invite the community to take part and celebrate with us. We have a fish fry on Thursday night. We'll have close to 1,000 people who will come over for that and help support us. And on Friday night, we have a grand champion buffet, which allows people to come in and have some barbecue and then spill out into the street and listen to terrific music. This year we have the Holler Boys, who were just awarded the Josie Award for up-and-coming artists in Nashville, yeah, which is super exciting. And Corey Evans is opening for them. So we really have just good old-fashioned fun in Murfreesboro, and it's open to everyone to come wander around, meet the teams, take part in our evening events, and just enjoy the music and the camaraderie.
And it is amazing what goes on here. For folks who don't know where the warehouse is, that's pretty much where all of the fish fry and the Grand Champion Buffet, that takes place over there, right?
It does. It's right across the street from our restaurant, and you really can't miss it. As soon as you come to the Dairy Queen at the corner of 17th Street, you will see lots and lots of cook-off sites set up. We have a record 79 teams this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Almost 80. So it's really exciting. And these teams are coming at this point from 14 different states. So it's really a wonderful time to show off our area and entice people to come back later in the year and just enjoy everything Southern Illinois has to offer.
You know, it is great because I'll be watching Food Network or something on national television, and all of a sudden pops up the Murfreesboro Water Tower, and I'm like, wow, that is something.
I know, isn't that fun?
It is something. Did you ever think, Amy, like, as this event gets started, as your dad kept on cooking, as you all wrote the books, you think it would get to this level of notoriety? I mean, you all are known worldwide.
Well, we never did think that, but that was always the goal. You know, when my dad and his group of friends started this contest, it was for economic impact. They wanted people to come to Murfreesboro because we all know that when people travel here, they stay in hotels, they eat in restaurants, they buy groceries and gas, and it's a great economic infusion for our area. You know, people are charmed by Southern Illinois, and they keep coming back year after year. This really is considered a jewel in the crown of the competition circuit, and we are super proud of the talent that we attract.
You know, it is fun. You got close to 80 teams coming in here. I wanted to touch base just briefly on the steak cook-off, because can folks like myself that are passionate about grilling, can we get in on this deal?
Absolutely. I think the steak cook-off is the next big thing in competition cooking. There's such a low barrier to entry. All you need is a small portable charcoal grill, some charcoal, and seasoning, and that's really about it. It doesn't mean that you have to take up your whole weekend competing. You just pull up. A $100 entry fee gets you two steaks, and then you have a few hours to prepare them and bring them back for judging.
Your dad taught me a very valuable lesson a long time ago. I asked him, why are my steaks just dried out all the time? And he just basically said, leave it alone.
Exactly. And that's the hardest thing to do. We feel that we should always be touching the food and moving it around or flipping it around.
I invite everybody out because I know there are people listening to the show that have never been to the Murfreesboro Barbecue Cook-Offs. Look, this is the 31st annual. It's free to walk around and see all these great things. There's entertainment on Friday night. Corey Evans followed up by the Holler Boys, which is going to be awesome. And then if they want to do the Grand Champion Buffet, you just buy tickets at the door, right?
Exactly. It's really a tremendous time. And the cook-off people are so friendly.
Yes.
One thing to note is that this is not a selling event. So these teams are here with very specific food that they're preparing to enter in the contest. And they can't, for health department reasons, vend or sell their food. So it's really, they're cooking for the event itself. But they love to show you their pits, talk about barbecue with you, talk about the contest or anything. So everybody is super friendly and approachable. And I would invite everyone to come and meet people and, become part of the festivities.
Absolutely. Well, it is the Praise the Lord 31st Annual Murfreesboro Barbecue Cookoffs, downtown Murfreesboro. Get to 17th Street. You'll see where the party's happening this weekend. And we can't wait to see y'all there. Y'all come out and have a wonderful time down on 17th Street in Murfreesboro. Amy Mills, thank you so much for your time today, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Hope to see y'all.